You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Republicans are currently getting cooked online for being hypocrites, and the Democrats baited them so incredibly perfectly. This is a topic that I am very passionate about, so I'm going to jump right in. I want to walk you through perhaps the greatest grilling of Republicans on Twitter in a while. It all started off with a singular post from the official Democrats Twitter account. They posted this, "Fired up, ready to go. It's time to take back Texas." And it's a photo of James Tallarico, who is running to be the senator of Texas. He's running against Ken Paxton, a famously weak candidate plagued with scandal, plagued with fraud, bribery allegations. He's cheated on his wife multiple times, and he got impeached by his own party. We'll get into all of that. But then Stephen Miller responds and says, "The Democrats made history in Texas by nominating their first transgender Senate candidate." Now, obviously, that's just Stephen Miller being a nasty human being. This is Donald Trump's deputy chief of staff, you know, the bald guy who's always yelling like Hitler for some reason. Then below, we have the Democrats, who then respond again and say, "Shut up, you ugly fuck." They just fully went for it. They said, "Shut up, you ugly fuck." It got 10 million views and 135,000 likes within just a few hours. As you can imagine, Republicans online were absolutely furious. Just imagine this. The Republicans who run defense for Donald Trump every single day while he makes fun of people's deaths, while he makes AI memes of Obama, et cetera, they were saying, "How dare you?" They were saying, "The Democrats have now taken us to a new low in politics. We're not supposed to make fun of people online. That is beyond the pale in 2026. The Democrats have just taken us to a new low." And then the cooking began. This is the exposing of the double standards that we have needed for so long. So from this post from Stephen Miller, we got many replies, starting with the Democrats saying, "Shut up, you ugly fuck." Then the Daily Wire, which is the right-wing organization, quote tweets the Democrats and says, "Wow, more love, tolerance, and civility from the Democrats." They're obviously being sarcastic, trying to say that Democrats are vile and vicious or whatever. So I said, "Fuck off. You guys cheered on Trump as he danced on Mueller's grave, called Tim Walz a retard, posted AI fat-shaming memes of J.B. Pritzker, and then posted AI videos of Obama getting arrested. You created this environment. You do not get to run away now." This is what pisses me off so much about MAGA, and it kind of relates back to the Scott Jennings incident where he got pissed at me. We're playing on different fields. They get to troll, demean, send personal insults, obfuscate, and never take anything seriously. They're able to go on TV and act like we're not at war. They're able to lie about the timelines of the war. They're able to make fun of people personally. And then the moment that we start to fire back in a slightly reciprocal way, they begin to scream and cry as if we have broken some norm. Then it gets worse. Dan McLaughlin, someone who's a Catholic conservative, according to his bio, quote tweets the Democrats saying, "Shut up, you ugly fuck," and says, "Remind me, is this an FDR quote or a JFK quote?" And I responded, "Your bio says Catholic, so remind me, which Bible verse is this from?" And it's the President of the United States tweeting a few months back, quote, "Robert Mueller just died. Good. I'm glad he's dead. He can no longer hurt innocent people. President DJT." And then Dan McLaughlin responded to me with some dumbass shit like, "Wow, so you think that it's okay what the Democrats said?" Like, dude, yeah, I don't care what the Democrats said. The Democrats can say whatever they want after Donald Trump has brought us down to the depths of hell in politics. I like what Michelle Obama said, when they go low, we go high, but that applied more in about 2012. We're now in 2026, and it's no longer time to go high. It's time to mash them exactly where they are until they get a taste of their own medicine. The only language the Republican Party speaks right now is the language of power and bullying. So that's a language that we have to speak until they understand the message. And by the way, if you appreciate the fight that we put up on the Atomocracy feed and want to help support us, make sure you drop a like. You can also subscribe to help us get to 2.1 million subscribers. We're very, very close, and let's continue. Joe Concha then says, "The official Democrats account, everyone." And I responded by saying, "Stop being such a pussy. Trump has been using his personal account to send off the most vile, morally repugnant attacks against his political opponents and their family members for years. So stop. I do not want to hear it." Then we get into Laura Loomer. Laura Loomer herself said, "This is the official Democrat Party account," tweeting at Stephen Miller. Dude. Laura Loomer has said the most Islamophobic, insanely racist things out of anybody in American politics. The idea that Laura Loomer has the high ground to call out anybody is insane. And I linked to a post that Donald Trump sent out back in November of 2025, where he said, "Did Thomas Massey, sometimes referred to as Rand Paul Jr., because of the fact that he always votes against the Republican Party, get married already? Boy, that was quick. No wonder the polls have him at less than 8% chance. Anyway, have a great life, Thomas in question mark. His wife will soon find out that she's stuck with a loser." This is 2 years after Thomas Massey's wife died, and he remarried somebody that he fell in love with. Donald Trump is saying, is that why he got married already? Just an absolute asshole who will attack people personally, but don't you dare. Don't you dare tell Stephen Miller that he's kind of ugly. Don't you dare do that. That's way over the line. Don't you dare put seashells on a beach, but the president can do whatever the hell he wants. MAGA authoritarianism is saying that the president is making jokes when he's making death threats in reality, and that comedians are making death threats when they're actually making jokes. Like, he's got it inversed. They all have it inversed. It got so disgusting that Stephen Miller's wife, Katie Miller, has to jump in and defend her husband from the attacks from the Democrats. Katie Miller responds and says, "Paulina is who runs the Democrats account. She's 30, unmarried, with no kids. Put your name on it next time. What a sad, unhappy female liberal." It's why Pew reports them 50% having being diagnosed with a mental condition. What is this? This is a very pretty woman who is clearly at the highest levels of her job because she's running the account for the organization of the Democrats. How can you ever possibly try to attack somebody for being a high performer? It's very, very sickening that Katie Miller is then trying to use the exact type of vile personal targeting that I was calling out. Organizer Memes points out, the two cruelest people alive are pearl clutching. Laura Loomer and libs of TikTok. These are the same people that have had just normal teachers doxed and threatened because they'll claim the teachers are trans groomers. They've had normal human beings attacked online because they don't like their political ideology. Libs of TikTok and Laura Loomer have launched some of the most Islamophobic racist attacks that you can see. And libs of TikTok and Laura Loomer also harass schools all the time, like elementary schools. It is absolutely despicable. Now, Jeanette Garcia said, "This is the Democrat Party. Evil, hateful, and no shame for being vulgar and disgusting. I don't understand how anyone can confuse voting for these vile people." You know, as much as it enrages me, I think I can do this all day. It's so funny to keep hitting them with replies because I said, condemn this right now then. Condemn this, right? And it's Trump saying Robert Mueller just died. Good, I'm glad he's dead. I don't think she's responded. I really don't think she's responded at the time of recording this video. They have no principles. There are double standards, and those double standards manifest a lot in the Texas Senate race that this all catalyzed off of. Riley Gaines, a right-wing figure who is a swimmer that now just hates trans people, basically, she said, "So has James Tallarico ever said what specifically the six genders are?" And I ratioed her by saying, "So has Ken Paxton ever apologized for cheating on his wife, getting indicted for securities fraud, bribery, corruption, and getting impeached by his own party?" Like, dude, why are we talking about kind of cringy comments from James Tallarico when Ken Paxton is right in front of us? James Tallarico had to go on CBS and get grilled over comments from like 6 years ago where he said God is non-binary. He's just making some comment about God not being a man or a woman, but I think he phrased it in a rather like social justice way because it was peak 2020, right? So he has to go on the circuit and like apologize for his comments. He even called them cringy in an interview. He said, "Yeah, I made some cringy comments. Who cares? And I said, what kind of Twilight Zone-ass reality are we in where Tallarico is grilled harder for cringy 2019 comments than Ken Paxton is for securities fraud, allegedly, bribery, criminality in office, cheating on his wife, and impeachment by his own party? I want to end this off by hearing a video from the man himself, James Tallarico, who sparked this entire controversy with the Post.
Ken Paxton, your opponent, has taken to calling you Tallarico.
Well, I think if Ken Paxton is worried about freaks, he should stop giving Epstein-style sweetheart deals to pedophiles. You know, this is the guy who just released Adam Hoffman from jail and admitted child rapist after one of Ken Paxton's wealthy lawyer friends got involved in the case. Ken Paxton even kept him off the sex offender registry. Adam Hoffman was supposed to serve 25 years to life, but instead he served less than a month. As of this week, he's now back on our streets because of Ken Paxton's corruption. Ken Paxton is the most corrupt politician in America, and it is costing Texans. It's endangering our children, and it must end. I think the Epstein class has no place in Texas. And this November, we're going to come together to defeat Ken Paxton and take back our state for the people.
Y'all, we actually have a chance here. We could actually get a blue Senate seat in Texas. Nobody's saying Texas is going to be entirely blue in 2028, but we have the chance due to a uniquely weak candidate in the Republican Party and a uniquely strong candidate in the Democratic Party. That was very well said from James Tallarico, and I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos, drop a like, subscribe. I'll see you all in the next one. Peace out.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.